Australia's eastern wool markets will hold their last sales in Sydney and Melbourne today before a Christmas break. But before the markets close, wool growers are already celebrating the best prices in more than half a century. Nicole Bond reports from Barcaldine in central western Queensland.
David Council normally grazes 15,000 Merino sheep on his property.
These prices are fantastic. It's going to be a great wool check, no two ways about it.
Mr Council is only at two-thirds capacity, but his wool check is likely to be the healthiest in years.
You know, every bale of wool that we're sending away is worth three times what we're used to getting for it.
Mr Council is hand-feeding half of his flock. The region has been drought-declared for the past 6 years, and 2017 has been one of the driest in the past 95 years on Dunblane. Mr Council says bales that would have been worth $800 a few years ago could now fetch between $3,000 and $4,000.
It's going to pay a lot of bills and bring a lot of cash flow into the district and allow businesses to semi-recover from this very dry time.
China imported more than 70% of the Australian wool clip this year. Export buyer Scott Carmody says these are the highest prices he's paid in the 32 years he's been in the industry.
Individually, there are some wool types, particularly superfine types that have been better in the past, but at the moment, as an all-in industry, we are hitting record levels.
Mr Carmody says he's not expecting the strong market to affect the appetite for Australian wool.
There's plenty of orders being written into prompt shipment, January shipment, February shipment of next year, so we can only see the demand staying.
But it's not just the wool prices that are up. In Western Queensland, millions of dollars have been invested building dog-proof fences to protect lambs. David Council has joined neighbours to build a perimeter fence around their properties, and it's starting to pay off.
Prior to the fences, I reckon we were losing over 50% of our lambs from conception through to lamb marking. And then once we put the fences up, we went back to marking 80 to 85% of land. So we're back to full production.
He says getting on top of the dog problem has been a game changer.
So that's the whole reason why I've been able to keep a lot of sheep here. They haven't disappeared down the throats of dogs.
But with more than double the number of lambs surviving on fenced properties, shearing contractor Andrew Ross says he needs more shearers and wool classes.
When it was quiet, shearers moved down south. I've tried shearers in New South Wales, Charleville. I've tried talking them into coming back, but they're in the same boat. They're flat down where they are.
Shearing contractor Andrew Ross.